visiting with Pleasantville head football coach Matt Jorth to talk about their first round playoff win over Durant on Friday night. Coach, really good win for your team. Just walk me through the game a little bit.
Yeah, so came out, Durant was really ready to play physical, and they took their 250-pound fullback and really kind of ran him up the middle quite a bit, and that took us a little bit of adjustment to get used to that physical level of play again, and battled back and forth in the first half. They scored. We answered right back of a long drive on our own. I think those two drives alone took the entire first quarter and a couple plays into the second quarter, so 7-7 at the end of the first quarter, one drive apiece. And then I can't remember but whether we stopped and then scored, and then they scored again. But I think we just kind of exchanged some blows again, ended up 14-14 at the end of the first half. So just really we had three drives. One of them was under a minute and a half in the first half, moving it down still with the 2 minute O, and got down into pretty close to scoring range. Unfortunately, just threw an interception there at the end of the half to close it out, make it 14-14. But we got the ball second half, came out, scored right away again, then really started playing some good defense, adjusted some things on the front line just a little bit defensively, and really started making some good stops. And once we got a couple stops, allowed our offense just to keep rolling. Momentum really started to turn our way. Got a big punt return somewhere in there too, with Roth returning it quite a ways down into their territory, and just able to keep executing on offense, get some big stops on defense, and able to keep separating in that third, fourth quarter, and end up getting up by quite a bit and closing it out at the end with a 28-0 run in the second half. So good half. It was good to see some good adjustment. We didn't get, you know, negative or fold or get too worried. We just went out there and kept playing ball, and we'd make the plays when we needed to, and guys did a good job playing the second half.
Yeah, and that's what I was going to ask you a little bit about the second half. You know, what does it kind of say about your guys that, you know, you go into half, I mean, there's some pressure there going into half tied in a playoff game, first round game. You know, what does it speak a little bit about the resiliency of your team being able to kind of come out so strong in the second half and really, like you said, adjust some things on defense and play really good offensive football?
Yeah, I think that speaks to their confidence and their resiliency, right? Just knowing they're going to be able to get the job done, and they got to step up a little bit and make sure they do get the job done and make the plays when they're available. And they kept making plays all second half. So, it was really encouraging to see that response.
You know, and we talked about this with a couple other opponents, but, you know, when preparing for Durant, this is not an opponent that you're familiar with. And, you know, it's a team you probably don't know a whole lot what they're going to throw at you. You know, kind of how do you approach a team like that, especially in a playoff matchup?
Yeah, I think it's kind of fun getting to play some new teams and learn about them and what they're like and what they do. And you just got to study like crazy and get to know them as best you can in the short bit of time you have to prepare, and then just try to emulate it as best you can and just get ready to roll. So, yeah, it's different. It's challenging, but I think it's kind of a lot of fun.
You know, how well does it, you know, how good does it feel as a coach? You know, we've mentioned it too. The last couple of years, you guys have had some tough first round playoff draws. I'm not saying Durant's not a good team by any means. They are. But how does it feel to kind of get over that first round playoff hump?
Oh, man, it feels great. Been a long time coming. I'm really happy for these guys that they put in the work and we're dialed in to get it done. And so hopefully we can keep it going.
You know, in the preparation process as you get ready for next Friday, you know, kind of already turning the page on that. You, of course, will find out tomorrow morning who you're going to play. Right now, any kind of ideas who you think it might be? And, you know, how do you start preparing for that?
Oh, we got ideas, but who knows what the heck will happen, right? It's tough when you try to mix geography and rankings and all that. So we could easily go out west, maybe play in a trainer pod. We could easily go out east and play in Regina's pod. Don't really know what's going to happen. So we just have to wait and see on Saturday morning for that. In the meantime, we're just, I think like you and I talked last week, we just really dissect this game as much as we can right now and learn as much as we can from our performance this evening, see what we got to work on next week. And then once we know who we're playing, we can add that into the mix on our preparation and get rolling.
You know, do you notice as coach some of these guys, you know, that got some significant playing time, maybe as freshmen or as sophomores, do you feel that, you know, in their games, whether that's on the offensive or defensive side of the ball, that they're really starting to kind of mature, you know, not just as the season goes along, but as they've gone throughout their high school career?
I think they've had a lot of great competitive experience for sure. And I think that definitely helps. I mean, there is no better teacher than experience. And I think these guys respond well to experience, figure out what they got to learn from their experiences and just keep growing. So I think we are seeing a lot of that, fruits of that labor, right, with the success we've talked a lot about in baseball, and a lot of guys have played a lot of high-level basketball, wrestling, and things like that, and when you're competing that much, it just helps to continue to grow your game. And you know, that might have a lot to do with our second half, where they've had a lot of experience in those tough competition moments, and no moment's too big for them, right? And they just come out, know what they got to do, and get it done.
Well, Coach, kind of before we close up, you know as well as I do that the opponents are only going to get tougher as you get farther into this playoff journey.
Sure.
You know, what do you kind of do as a coach and as a team to you know, understand that, you know, take that into account, but also just play the football that you guys have known how to play this year?
Yeah, and I think for us, it's just been a matter of we continue to want to find our best football. And I've been saying it for a while now, and I do still believe it, that our best football is yet to come. And now's the time to find it. I do feel like we're coming together, getting healthy, peaking at the right time. And we'll see if it can add up to some exciting wins here in the future for us.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always, as we speak late tonight, but you know, best of luck on whoever you play next Friday.
I appreciate it, Clayton.